today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. She feels like her hand was forced, absolutely. I asked her if she knew it was going to come out the way it did. She says it didn't. I also talked to the other person. They said Ginger White did not know that I was going to make these phone calls. Once those phone calls were made, she started getting just deluged by the media.
Right.
And she felt, is what she has told me, that this story is going to come out. And I can either let it come out on my terms or sort of be the victim of it, if you will. And she decided to sit down and talk.
Talking is what this program is all about and what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The issues of the day, the events of the day. It's Tuesday, and the world of political talk radio is abuzz about Ginger White. There was an Atlanta reporter named Dale Russell talking about her and the reasons she has decided to come forward, alleging that there has been a 13-year affair going on between her and Herman Cain. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Boy, people just don't want this guy to get ahead, and maybe it's what he deserves. What do you think about all of this? If you're a Herman Cain supporter, have you been where you were at first? Then you decided, yeah, this guy's it, and now maybe you've decided he's not it. Where do we come down on all of this? Is there somebody else responsible for all of this hoopla? There's a lot of is's and questions. Here's Dale Russell again talking about, and then to Ginger White, the reasons she came forward are the focus of this conversation.
Our investigation began with a tip from a person who knew Atlanta businesswoman Ginger White and alleged Miss White had an affair with Herman Cain. The tipster also alerted other national media, who all reached out to Miss White. Well, Ginger White told me she had an off-and-on affair for more than 13 years with Herman Cain, and she felt she had no choice but to come forward and tell her story on her terms.
I'm not proud. I didn't want to come out with this. I did not.
Ginger White was worried a political tsunami was headed her way, so she decided to head it off by confessing she was involved in a nearly 14-year-long affair with presidential hopeful Herman Cain.
It was pretty simple. It wasn't complicated. And I was aware that he was married, and I was also aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation, relationship.
I have never acted inappropriately with anyone.
Ginger White says she met Herman Cain in the late 90s in Louisville, Kentucky, when as president of the National Restaurant Association, he made a presentation. She was impressed. She says they shared drinks afterwards, and he invited her back to his hotel room, telling her,
I would like to definitely see you again. You are very beautiful to me, and I would, you know, love for us to continue this friendship.
She says in his hotel room, he pulled out a calendar and invited her to meet him in Palm Springs. She accepted, and she says the affair began.
He made it very intriguing. It was fun. It was something that took me away from my sort of humdrum life at the time, and it was exciting.
She says he gave her his newly published book, Leadership is Common Sense. And he wrote, Miss G, you have already made a big difference. Stay focused as you pursue your next destination. She says during the next 13 years, he would fly her to cities where he was speaking and lavish her with gifts. They often stayed at the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead and dined at the Four Seasons restaurant. She says he never harassed her, never treated her poorly, and was the same man you see on the campaign trail.
Very much the same. Very much confident, and very much sure of himself, very arrogant in a playful sometimes way, very Herman Cain loves Herman Cain.
Ah. All right, so does this finish it for him? What do you think? 800-510-8255. This lady coming forward in the interview has details about the affair with Herman Cain. And now can he overcome the damage from this. Doesn't sound like sexual harassment was the problem, just extramarital affair. She's not claiming anything other than that. Pretty simple, straightforward, not complicated. She has been able to sort of verify this with some of her cell phone bills that included 61 phone calls and text messages to and from Mr. Kane's private cell phone. And there are early morning calls, late night calls, that sort of thing. The most recent were in September. 800, I just, you know, is this tawdry? Is this nasty? Is this, is it, it's sad, kind of sad, actually, in a manner of speaking. Kane, speaking with Wolf Blitzer, acknowledged knowing Miss White, whom he called an acquaintance, but denied having, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Kane. All right. So where does this go? It goes and goes and goes and goes. This would be like the Energizer Bunny when it comes to, until he just goes away. So one less. Is this better for Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney? Because those are the two guys who are close to the top, and they're the ones, Ron Paul also. This is a three-way deal now. As I see it, Ron Paul is very much a factor, whether you like it or not, agree with it or not. The news media is still not treating him fairly by any stretch of the imagination, but you've got it. You know that. So it's either Ron Paul or Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich. That's where it is, three-way tie. 800, last man standing. Who will it be? 800-510-8255. With a lot of this kind of stuff, the last man standing is going to be Barack Obama. 13 past the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography, called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
Well, I had to reach into her shirt. I really didn't look very hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Question that will be asked today is whether or not this is the end of Herman Cain's campaign. We're talking about Ginger White. She has come forward with a charge that for the past 13-plus years, she's had a relationship with Herman Cain, describes it as a romantic sexual relationship, and knowing that it was wrong, but it was fun. Here's more with Ginger White.
Is it fair to say that the relationship is going on even now?
Well, I think it's safe to say that after this interview, we can assume that that will be the end of it. But yes. Yes, we have a friendship now.
I came here to declare my candidacy.
She says the physical relationship ended about 8 months ago, right before Cain announced he was running for president. But the communication did not. When we asked for corroborating evidence, she pointed us to her cell phone. One name, Herman Cain. She showed us some of her cell phone bills that included 61 phone calls or text messages to or from this number starting with 678. She says it is Herman Cain's private cell phone. The calls were made during 4 different months. Calls or texts made as early as 4:26 in the morning and as late as 7:52 at night. The latest were in September of this year.
We've never worked together, and I can't imagine anyone phoning or texting me for the last 2.5 years just because.
We texted the number and Herman Cain called us back. He told us he knew Ginger White, but said these are more false allegations. He said she had his number because he was trying to help her financially. That was the end of the call. She said she planned to keep the relationship a secret while Cain made his run for the White House until she heard the allegations of sexual harassment.
The accusations I absolutely reject. They simply didn't happen.
She says she was not surprised by the allegations, but was bothered by the way Cain fought back, attacking the women, including this appearance on Late Show with David Letterman.
All of these women are lying. They're all lying. They are all lying.
Yes, they are.
It bothered me that they were being demonized, sort of, or they were being treated as if they were automatically lying, you know, and the burden of proof is on them. So I felt very bad for them.
And so she talked.
I wanted to come out and give my side before it was thrown out there and made out to be something, you know, filthy, which some people will look at it, at this and say, well, that's exactly what it is. And I'm sorry for that.
All right. So are you sorry that you've been a supporter of Mr. Cain, if you have been? What do you think about his TQ, his trust quotient? Here's Steve in Good, Virginia. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the Countdown.
Hi. Thank you so much for letting me talk. You know, I was really excited about Herman Cain when he first came out because I felt like he wasn't the typical politician and would follow the status quo, but I have a real problem with trusting him now because of all these allegations, and I'm not going to support him. I'm very much in favor of Newt Gingrich, who I think is a very intelligent man, a great debater.
But Mr. Gingrich has the same sort of stuff in his closet as Herman Cain does. Why is there a difference between Newt Gingrich and Cain when it comes to this sort of thing?
Well, I think because I don't think Newt has abused women or, you know, womanized. He's been married.
No, he's an abuser. It's already been dealt with. It's already been before the public. Do you wonder whether or not this is trumped up? Somebody hired this woman to say these things? You thought about that?
I have thought about it, and, you know, even if that's happened...
Yeah, okay, so you still don't get it. Okay, got it. Thank you. 21 after the hour.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Credibility is the question. We're talking about Herman Cain and the allegations that he's had a long-standing affair with a lady named Ginger White. Here, the interviewer in this case, he's an Atlanta reporter named Dale Russell, talks to her about skeletons in her own closet.
Before our interview, we checked into Ginger White's background. We found she filed a sexual harassment claim against an employer in 2001. That case was settled. We also found a bankruptcy filing nearly 23 years ago in Kentucky and a number of eviction notices here in DeKalb County over the past 6 years, the most recent this month. Ms. White says she has been unemployed and is a single mom with two kids, struggling to make ends meet.
I don't think that that makes me out to be a bad person. It makes me out to be one of the millions of people right now that are trying to keep a roof over their head.
We also found a lawsuit filed by a former business partner, Kimberly Vay, who once sought a stalking temporary protective order against Ms. White for repeated emails, texts, threatening lawsuit, and defamation of character. The case was dismissed, but followed by a libel lawsuit against Ms. White. A judge ordered in favor of Kimberly Vay because Ginger White failed to respond to the lawsuit.
If there's a judge's order that says you've libeled someone, why should we believe that you're not libeling someone now?
Well, because I admitted whatever happened with Kim and I happened. Just as what there would make no sense for me to come out with these allegations against Herman if it absolutely wasn't true.
Her attorney, Ed Buckley, says she didn't answer the lawsuit because she didn't know about it and thought her business dispute had been settled with negotiations. Ginger White says she expects to be scrutinized and attacked by Herman Cain and the media, but she felt she needed to tell her story before anyone else told it for her.
I didn't want to do this, but it was something that I felt at the end of the day was the right thing to do. And is it going to hurt a lot of people? Yes. I'm sure I will be one of them.
She had no choice, so she says. Here are radio host Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman talking about this quote-unquote problem for Mr. Cain.
These are not of sex harassment. You know, those sex harassment allegations, I think, ran pretty hollow and seemed cheap to most people. But this is a different kind of allegation, Craig. Do you initially at least think these may be credible? And if they are true, will they sink the Cain campaign? If they are true, should he get out?
I don't know if he's going to get out or not, but he's done. And I said that a few weeks ago, and I don't think those sex harassment charges are easily shunted aside, even though Gloria Allred was involved, because now you listen to this latest woman, and the approach was almost identical. Met through the National Restaurant Association, invited back to the hotel room, but she was willing.
It's an interesting situation if you're just hopping in the car after work, because Herman Cain is denying it, whereas Lynn Wood, his counsel, who's known for his aggressiveness against false accusers, is not denying it. Lynn Wood is just saying this isn't a sex harassment allegation, it's a personal matter, and therefore it's not relevant. If the allegation's true, is it relevant? And extend it out. Obviously, Herman Cain is a particular candidate in a particular position in a particular race, so there's a fair separate question as to, you know, whether it will or should affect his candidacy. But more broadly, is it relevant to you in electing a president?
I think his denial's a little suspect. Best I heard it, when asked if he had a 13-year-long affair with this woman named Ginger, he said, no, it's not true. I did not have a 13-year-long affair with Ginger. Okay, was it 12 years or 11 years? And it seems like you only got together once or twice a year. Maybe you're counting it up that way. Add it all together, maybe it's a month.
What is that? Remember that movie, Same Time Next Year? I mean, you'd be able to make a movie about Herman Cain's life. All right, so we'll get to some of the other presidential candidates and some of your calls in a few moments here.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Don't miss huge store-wide savings like 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Nintendo DS, Fastlane, and more. Plus, earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Save big this Wednesday, only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Store hours may vary. Certain restrictions apply for layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Our new living room looks great. New sofa, entertainment center, thanks to our personal loan from One Main Financial.
Mom, Dad, you're early.
Oh, can't wait to see how you fixed up your new place.
Nice furniture.
You have a dream. We can help make it a reality. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with a simple, straightforward approach. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
In review, in the second half of this hour, I'm Doug Steffen. First part of the hour devoted to the problems that Herman Cain is having in the presidential race. Now let's get on to some of the other presidential candidates. Spend enough time on that, other than perhaps your calls. If you'd like to weigh in on this, we find a good one, we'll put it on the air. 800-510-8255. From CNN, Kyra Phillips, talking to political analyst L.Z. Granderson and John Avalon about Newt Gingrich, his endorsement from the New Hampshire newspaper, and some words of praise from former President Clinton.
Newt Gingrich is a pretty popular guy lately. He's surging in the polls, riding high on a buzzworthy debate performance, and he just earned an endorsement from the New Hampshire union leader. That's right there in Mitt Romney's backyard. Even if Bill Clinton, or Bill Clinton, is pouring in on the praise for Gingrich's thoughtful approach to immigration. Take a listen.
He thinks about this stuff all the time. He's articulate, and he tries to think of a conservative version of an idea that will solve a legitimate problem.
So Bill Clinton says that Newt Gingrich gives independent voters something to think about. LZ?
Well, you know, definitely what he said will give independent voters something to think about, but the person who said it won't. I just think President Clinton is being a very smart politician and that he's setting people up to vote for Gingrich because Gingrich be easy to defeat in the general election. I think it's a smart move, and I think it's also a move that works on President Obama's behalf.
John, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Democrats would love to run against Newt Gingrich. And the sort of sad fact is, it was a sincere compliment. Newt Gingrich, circa 2007, when he was talking about building broad coalitions, could have appealed to independent voters. But in this incarnation, where he's throwing red meat, talking about secular socialists in the White House, that alienates independent voters from the get-go.
All right, Elsie, you mentioned Obama. If Gingrich earned the GOP nomination, let's talk about how he would fare against the president.
Well, I don't see him doing much beyond his base. And even his base, in my opinion, is a bit eroded because people haven't forgotten the Newt Gingrich of the 90s. And when I mean people, I mean the religious conservatives. It still has a bad taste in their mouths. And so I don't see Gingrich having the ability to reach beyond what you see right now, which is just a little buzz about anyone besides Romney, and that's really what it is. Even the newspaper and everyone's talking about, they've only picked one person who've actually won the presidency, and that was Ronald Reagan back in 1980. So that's not really as big of a deal as we're saying right now.
All right, John's smiling.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, did Newt his due? I mean, I think he will surge in the polls in New Hampshire and elsewhere, in part because of this endorsement. Romney camp can't be happy because of it. And there is this glass ceiling that Romney has, and Newt could coalesce some of the anti-Romney vote. But when you pivot to the general, that's when things get fun. And you start gaming that out, you start asking yourself questions like, could President Obama win 40 states with a 40% approval rating? That becomes a new bar, and it's sort of fun to think about as you play it ahead.
I don't know if it's fun to think about it or not, but listening to the guy who's obviously a Democrat there, when they put these things together, there's a Democrat on one side, a Republican on the other side. I think that most of these people are out to lunch when it comes to understanding the grassroots disapproval, disenchantment, just dismay with Barack Obama. And whether whoever it is that gets put up, the time, again, the news media is going to be more likely to be supportive of Barack Obama just because of the very nature of most of the reporters' political leanings. And so from there, you go, you sort of fast forward it. Are they looking forward to debating? This is all speculation because that's what talk radio is all about. It's a yak fest. And it's interesting to listen to, entertaining even. But what does it mean as far as at the end of the day, who's going to be still standing? Here's a radio host named Jeff Katz talking to Jeff Birnbaum, who's covering the Manchester union leader's endorsement of Newt Gingrich.
Is this it? Is it over now that the union leader has weighed in? Shall we stop the primary process?
No. Steve Forbes would have been the Republican nominee if the Manchester union leader had its preference.
Right.
So, and there are other examples. So I think that the endorsement of Gingrich gives Gingrich a big advantage, but doesn't mean that he's going to prevent Mitt Romney from winning the New Hampshire primary. Romney is over 40% in the latest poll that I saw, and he's been around that level for a long time in New Hampshire. So I suspect that Romney will win in New Hampshire ultimately.
Interesting. And what about the long haul, though? I mean, this would say, I would think, to the 75% of Republicans nationally who still say, we'll take anyone but Mitt Romney, that, you know, maybe they've now found the guy.
Well, we'll see. I think that Gingrich had a self-inflicted wound when he talked about not deporting people here in this country illegally for 25 years. That sounded a lot like amnesty, and that's a very bad word to a lot of conservative Republican voters of the kind that turn out for primary contests. We also know an awful lot more about Newt Gingrich than we did before he challenged Mitt Romney as the front runner. And some of these things are quite damaging. His millions from Freddie Mac, which is synonymous with big government overreach.
Yeah.
The other millions that he received from health related companies, the TV ad he did with Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
There are a long list of these things. So some of them are going to have to, I think, limit his ability to get more Republican voters, which he'll need if he's going to knock off Mitt Romney.
All right, so the speculation continues. Your thoughts are welcome. Doug@DougStephan.com is the email address. And also, you can follow us on Facebook. Here's radio man Bill Meyer wondering out loud if conservatives dislike Mitt Romney enough to support Mr. Gingrich.
Republican presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich won the endorsement of New Hampshire's largest newspaper yesterday, the Manchester Union Leader, giving his campaign a boost, pulling even with Mitt Romney, sometimes ahead if you pay attention to certain polls here. I'm still not sure what to think about this, because I just smell a neoconservative rat in the national election. Can I say it any more clearly? Newt Gingrich, according to most conservatives, was washed up just earlier this year. And now we're throwing roses at his feet? I thought conservatives were right to have considered him washed up for many principled reasons. Is Mitt Romney that bad that we're willing to take Newt Gingrich on? I'm sorry to share my biases. I'm just going to tell you what I think. I'm not going to be like one of these. I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for, but I'm certainly going to tell you who I don't think it's all that great. For crying out loud, I know that he says that forgive me for my past sins and this and that and the other. I can't go there. This is a guy who co-sponsored the Fairness Doctrine to regulate talk radio out of existence way back when. You know? I've got to tell you, what am I supposed to think? This is a guy that thinks that the federal government should be regulating our speech. And to me, just that vote in and of itself was enough to say, this guy is not a liberty-minded individual at all. And the conservatives, you guys are, I'm not saying you personally, but conservatives are like coming out of the woodwork talking about, yes, this is a serious guy who can get things done. Have we lost our collective mind?
Well, he might be a serious guy and he might be able to get things done, but is his past an arbiter of who he is now and where he will go in the future? Will he go to war like George Bush did? Is he so much of an entrenched politician that he'd go down the same road? Is he good enough to, in your mind, be, it's anybody but Obama year for many of you, so does that mean, in my mind, he wouldn't be my first choice by any stretch of the imagination, but if he runs against Obama, sure gets my vote. But that doesn't mean he's the best guy for the job, or even close to being the best guy for the job. He's just another political hack. Even though he has a PhD in history, if you've forgotten that, by the way, he'll be happy to remind you. He's good, very smart, good at fundraising. He goes to New Hampshire about once a week now. He's in Iowa. And so, all right, he's making it. He's one of the top three. Is that A-OK with you? 800-510-8255. More on the presidential candidates, and then we'll spend some time in this hour of the countdown on the latest sexual abuse scandal from a college. 17 before the hour.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of green apples jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have.
Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Presidential candidates, the presidential run, most of the news and information and conversations about Republicans, the White House, just to put the shoe on the other foot for a moment, has defended President Obama's travel schedule, arguing that the president, who has apparently a habit of visiting swing states, is not doing it for political reasons. During his daily briefing, Press Secretary Carney told reporters that a recent report from the Wall Street Journal claiming that the president had visited more swing states than President Bush was skewed due to shifts in the political landscape. All right, who's buying that? Here is Talk Host Doug Meehan with a focus on a new ad, or a number of ads, he says are deceptive from Mitt Romney and Rick Perry.
There are some of you that say that these ads, these political ads, are driving you bananas, and their lack of truthfulness or their level of deceptiveness, and whether or not we as the general public, the voting public, have to be required to figure out what is truthful and what is not truthful. Mitt Romney's ad, in which they quote President Obama, but it was actually President Obama quoting a John McCain aide back in 2008, but they don't tell you that. The next one for your digestion is that of Rick Perry taking a shot at the president and claiming that the president saying we Americans are lazy. Here is a sampling from Rick Perry's ad.
We've been a little bit lazy, I think, over the last couple of decades.
You believe that? That's what our president thinks wrong with America? That Americans are lazy? That's pathetic.
On the surface, you would say, yeah, all right, that makes sense. I'm pretty pissed off that the president is calling Americans and calling me lazy. That's what Rick Perry wants you to believe. Well, see, the reality is that the president was at the Pacific Economic Summit, and he was being interviewed and asked questions about U.S. business marketing themselves overseas. Not about you and I, not about American workers, but rather U.S. businesses and their ability and wanting to market themselves overseas. Here is the complete soundbite.
There are a lot of things that make foreign investors see the U.S. as a great opportunity. Our stability, our openness, our innovative free market culture. But, you know, we've been a little bit lazy, I think, over the last couple of decades. We've kind of taken for granted, well, people will want to come here, and we aren't out there hungry selling America and trying to attract new businesses into America.
So what we've been doing is we've been resting on our laurels, if you will. Where in that did the president say the U.S. American worker is lazy? That they don't want to get out of bed, they don't want to work, they've given up, they say it's over. That's what Rick Perry wants you to believe based on taking that little quote and putting it at the head of his ad. And then, you know, Perry standing there in his Texas dungarees saying, hey, this Obama guy's a jerk. He says you're lazy. Come on. How is the American voter supposed to figure that out?
Well, I mean, you have to figure the source. And Rick Perry is I'm clearing my throat and clearing my mind at the same time. Lackluster. Apparently, there's a new book out called Throw Them All Out. Peter Schweitzer is a conservative author who is talking about those who have been guilty of insider stock trading. And apparently Rick Perry is on that list. That's an interesting find. They thought it was all members of Congress, right? He's a crony capitalist, as it were. 51 after the hour. It's now Syracuse sex time. Up next on the countdown.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We've spent most of our time talking about politicians and politics. Let's turn to another item that has eared, yeah, because maybe you haven't seen it, but you've heard about it, its ugly head. And that is another charge of a sexual abuse scandal going on at another university. This time it's Syracuse. And here, Taco Steve Gill has himself into this pretty much still unfolding scandal. It's not something that's as clear as what's going on at Penn State. The assistant coach has been fired after three accusers came forward charging this coach with sexual abuse.
Have you been following this sex scandal story, your child molestation? No, I'm not talking about Penn State. Syracuse University, a longtime basketball assistant coach who's been there like 36 years, has been accused of sexually molesting young, I guess, ball boys during his time at Syracuse University. And Bernie Fine, F-I-N-E, has now been fired by Syracuse University after a third man has accused the assistant basketball coach of molesting him 9 years ago. The school senior vice president said in a statement that at the direction of the chancellor, Bernie Fine's employment with Syracuse University has been terminated effective immediately. Now, the 65-year-old Fine was in his 36th season at his alma mater. He had the longest active streak of consecutive seasons at one school among assistant coaches in Division I. I mean, that's a long time to be an assistant coach. I mean, yeah, 36 years, and at no point do you decide, you know, I'd like to try to be the head guy. Do you really want a guy who's that satisfied being number two as your number two? Do you not want somebody with a little ambition, with a little desire to be the top guy, with a little desire to be the head coach at your side if you're a head coach? Why is this guy 36 seasons as an assistant, not moving on to be a head coach at any point? Now, you've got three accusers who have said that the assistant coach molested them, including a guy named Zach Tomaselli, who has been charged himself with molesting a 14-year-old boy. Now, Tomaselli's own father doesn't believe him. He doesn't believe that he was molested by Bernie Fine. His own father doesn't believe him. Says his son's lying. The big problem for Fine, however, is that ESPN's Outside the Lines says that Fine's wife, Lori, admitted in a tape-recorded 2002 telephone conversation that she had worries that her husband had sexually molested a team ball boy, a boy named Bobby Davis, but that she felt powerless to stop the alleged abuse.
800-510-8255. Do you believe it or not? Sexual abuse. Guy, 65 years old, molesting boys. Three people coming forward. Here are our hosts, Bill Radke and Linda Thomas, talking about the tape that ESPN released. The voice is one of the victims.
This time, we're talking not about Penn State, but about Syracuse University. The school fired longtime assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine after a third man accused Fine of molesting him. Audio tape from ESPN of a phone conversation between another of the accusers, Bobby Davis, and the coach's wife has now made the rounds. And I'm going to play a bit of it for you. This is the accuser and the coach's wife talking in 2002. That's how long ESPN has had this tape in their possession since 2002 or 2003. They are talking about... sometimes very specifically and graphically, he's talking with her about what her husband allegedly did to him. Here he brings up a loan that Bernie Fine gave him to pay back Bobby Davis's student loans. It's hard to hear, but I play this to give you a sense of the casual way that they're chatting about this. I don't get the sense anything important is in dispute here. You're better off staying away from him. This is after years of alleged molestation. And apparently she had seen this going on, knew full well about it. This accuser, when he was 18, ended up having sex with the coach's wife. I mean, it's very twisted.
Wow. Sure is. I'm almost glad we're out of time. I don't want to listen to any more of that. Do you? 59 after. Thanks for being with us here on this.